I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't defeat Dan.
So absurd.
It's the newest game.
Yeah.
He's your chance at cash, prizes, and fame.
You know you want him, though.
He's the one who writes the questions to Stump Kennedy. So will it end in victory or will it end in tragedy? Let's see who's playing and what's the game plan. Here we go now. It's Can't Defeat Dan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Really symbolizes me as a person.
Krista, good morning.
Good morning.
So Krista is apparently right now on vacation, Lake Winnipesaukee.
Oh,
she has defeated
it.
Kennedy twice, listening on the radio.com.
Oh, my God.
Boy. Danny screwed.
I'm not going to lie. If she told me that she had beaten Kennedy twice earlier, I wouldn't have let her play. Because you're in the Hall of Fame, and I'm trying to get a W.
How are things on Lake Winnipesaukee this morning?
It's amazing. It's a gorgeous day.
Nice. All right. Will you go ahead and kick Dan out of the studio, please?
Dan, would you please leave the studio?
You got it.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than producer Dan, we're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose, okay?
Okay.
Question number one. The upcoming season of The Bachelorette just hit another snag. Its host is being temporarily replaced because he broke quarantine to take his son to college. Who is the host?
Chris Harden.
Question number two. The Boston Bruins lost game two of their playoff series against the Carolina Hurricanes last night. True or false? Their mascot's name is Blades.
True.
Question number three. On this day in 1985, Michael Jackson bought the publishing rights to most of the music from this band. Name the band.
The Beatles.
Question number four. This former college football star played quarterback at the University of Florida. He won the Heisman Trophy, and he almost ended up playing for the Patriots. He is 33 years old today and actually still trying to become a professional baseball player. What is his name?
Tim Tebow.
Question number five. AMC will reopen more than 100 movie theaters on August 20th, and to celebrate, they're offering movies in 2020 at 1920 prices on opening day, so each ticket will cost just 15 cents.
Let's go.
What does AMC stand for?
American Movie Company.
All right. Let's get Dan back in the studio, please.
Hey, where am I? Somebody wave or something. Jeez.
She did not come to play.
All right.
Hello.
Welcome back, producer Dan.
Thank you.
Krista got 4 out of 5.
Of course she did.
She's pretty good.
It's all right. I was doing war dances in here to hype myself up.
I saw you.
Hakas.
All right, here we go. These are tough, Dan. The upcoming season of The Bachelorette just hit another snag. Its host is temporarily being replaced because he broke quarantine to take his son to college. Who is he?
Scott Harrison?
Chris Harrison.
Gah! All right, we're off to a bad start.
It's okay.
1-0 so for close. Krista. Question number two. The Boston Bruins lost game two of their playoff series against Carolina Hurricanes last night. True or false, their mascot's name is Blades.
True. He's a bear.
2-1. Got cocky on that one, didn't he, Annie?
It's a bear.
It's a bear. Blades, it's a bear. I knew that.
Scott Harrison.
2-1. Question number three. On this day in 1985, Michael Jackson bought the publishing rights to most of the music from this band.
The Beatles.
3-2. Question number four. This former college football star played quarterback for the University of Florida. He won the Heisman Trophy, and he almost ended up playing for the Patriots. He's 33 today and still trying to become a professional athlete by playing baseball. What is his name?
Tim Tebow.
4-3, Dan. Going to the final question.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. This is a nail biter.
It's really not. You're about to win $100.
Oh, that's not fun for me to hear.
Question number five. AMC will reopen more than 100 movie theaters on August 20th, and to celebrate, they're offering movies in 2020 at $19.20 prices. They'll do that on opening day, so each ticket will cost just 15 cents. What does AMC stand for? Scott Harrison.
Gary.
America's Movie Classics.
I like that better.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Dan. American Multi Cinema was actually the correct answer. That was a tough one.
Stupid bachelor question. Should have known Andy's right to question.
Carson wrote that one.
I wrote the bachelor question. Four to three, Krista, man, going into the Hall of Fame.
Nice.
She don't play.
Got yourself $100. Very well done. I also have for you four tickets to the Franklin Park Zoo or Stone Zoo. You can get back to nature and connect with your wild side. Advance online ticket purchase is required. Plan your visit today at zoonewengland.org so you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Producer Dan?
Yes.
You have something to say?
My name is Dan. I'm from Wilmington, and Krista whooped my whole butt.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't defeat Dan. It's the newest game. He's your chance at cash, prizes, and fame.
Yeah.
He's the one who writes questions to stump Kennedy. So will it end in victory or will it end in tragedy? Let's see who is playing and what's the game plan. Here we go now. It's Can't Defeat Dan.
So fire.
Everybody say good morning to Christy from Millis.
Good morning.
Hey, Christy.
Hello.
Christy, you're an attorney?
Yes.
What wow. type of attorney? What kind of work you do?
I do divorce and family law.
Oh, so you're busy all the time.
You get all the drama.
Big yeah. X. No thanks.
Has you've seen Very an uptick busy. Since everyone's been stuck in quarantine together?
I'd say it's been consistent.
Business yeah. is booming, Dan.
Business is she's booked,
booked
and busy.
And busy.
All right, will you kick producer Dan out of the studio, please?
Dan, can you please leave the studio?
You got it. Deuces.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than producer Dan, like everybody normally does. You're going to win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Question number one. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello have allegedly called it quits, or at least they're taking a break. Now, the two collaboed together on this song back in 2018 that they performed on the VMAs last year. Can you name that song?
No.
I'll give you a hint. It was also the name of a Justin Timberlake song.
No, I don't know.
Question number two. Dua Lipa just dropped the remix to her song Levitating with two icons, Madonna and Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott infamously said, "Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down and blank.
Flip it and reverse it."
Question number three. Steve-O duct taped himself to a billboard to promote his upcoming comedy special, Gnarly. He did wear a diaper. It's interesting.
Thankfully.
Which TV show was Steve-O from? Was he on from 2000 to 2002?
Jackass.
Question number four. Matthew McConaughey interviewed Dr. Anthony Fauci on Facebook Live last night and asked everything from touching doorknobs to when we can expect a vaccine. Matthew McConaughey is from which state?
Texas.
Question number five. C and Portugal the Man have both contributed to Save the Children's new album, At Home with the Kids, which will feature 23 kid-friendly songs. Sia features Maddie Sigler in most of her videos. Maddie Sigler's fame began on which Lifetime show?
I have no idea.
All right, let's get producer Dan back in the studio.
Can't defeat Dan.
You want to play it again?
I do. It's such a fire thing.
Hey, where am I? Somebody wave or something. Jeez. Hey, that was me.
That was you. Welcome back, Dan.
Thank you.
That's the drop we use to get you back. You didn't know that, did you?
No.
All right, Christy got 3 out of 5.
Okay, that's formidable.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it. Light this candle.
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello have allegedly called it quits, or at least they're taking a break. They got together back in 2018. They collaborated on a song that they performed on the VMAs last year. Name that song.
I love it when you call me senorita.
I don't need your singing.
No, you're going to get it.
1-0. Question number two. Dua Lipa just dropped a remix to her song Levitating with two icons, Madonna and Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott infamously said, "Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down.
Flip it and reverse it."
2-1. Question number three. Steve-O duct taped himself to a billboard to promote his upcoming comedy special, Gnarly. He did wear a diaper. Which TV show was he on from 2000 to 2002?
It's good he thought ahead. Jackass.
Kennedy and I did this bit years and years ago. We taped our stunt monkey on our show to a pole, like a phone pole.
I'd do that.
And just left him on the side of the road.
That's it?
For like hours.
Oh, you guys used to be more ruthless, huh?
Yeah.
You don't do a lot of stunts anymore.
How do you think we got to Boston? And then we got here, they're like, yeah, you can't do that anymore.
Take me to a poll if it makes the ratings good.
Really?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. Monday on the show.
Perfect. He's on vacation.
3-2. Question number four. Matthew McConaughey interviewed Dr. Anthony Fauci, and they talked about everything from touching doorknobs to when we can expect a vaccine. Matthew McConaughey is originally from which state?
Texas. He's a Texas boy.
Welcome horns.
4-3. Question number five. Sia and Portugal the Man have both contributed to the Save the Children's new album, At Home with Kids, which will feature 23 kid-friendly songs. Sia features Maddie Sigler in most of her videos. Maddie Sigler's fame began on which Lifetime show?
I thought her fame began with Chandelier.
Nope.
Lifetime show. Toddlers and Tiaras. Dance Moms.
Dance Moms. Yeah. 4-3 is the final score. Nice job, Dan.
Thank you.
I knew it would come to you.
Yeah. Christy, I'm sorry you don't get the win. You don't get the cash. What do you want to say to producer Dan before you go?
This is Christy from Millis, and I can't defeat producer Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.